we feel that our quiet and peace-loving country has been attacked in a way none of us could really imagine. And it's difficult to understand the dimensions of the tragedy of what has happened, particularly this massacre of all these youth is really disturbing anything of our emotions and of our ideas of what could possibly happen. We see that it is probably an event that is caused by a person that has done this deliberately, but also hopefully not with a large group behind him. And in that sense, we can hope that this is not a sign of aggressive or massive attack on Norway from any group. We also see how important the values we are fighting for, democracy, for justice and peace, are, and how important it is to fight even more for them in a day like this.
In what way, Reverend Veit?
Well, we see that we have to do our work, both as churches and as society, to raise a common sense of the value and the dignity and the rights of every human being, and our responsibility to protect one another and to care for one another, and establish justice and peace on that basis, both in our daily acts and in our political acts. And I think we as Church of Norway also feel how strong the support is from the churches all over the world, and how important it is to be part of such fellowship of churches in a day like this.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, I have to say that I admire the good leadership of our Prime Minister and others who, in this situation, both have been personally attacked, but also have to deal with the effects and the task to find a way forward in this. And I think it's important that particularly him and his government is in our prayers and in our sympathy these days.